Well, we're sitting back here sort of waiting to hear. It's supposed to be now coming up at the start of this year. We're supposed to have more word coming in about what actually has happened. And the Cystic Fibrosis Trust as well has put a thing forward to the government telling them it's like a pay-per-view, sort of a pay-as-you-go strategy. They're saying now, right, what about giving the people this drug? Let them see how it's doing for them. And if it works, keep them on it. And if it doesn't work, take them off it. We're waiting and waiting, and I've been to the Guildhall there and was down and done a talk and presentation and talking exactly what I'm talking to you about now. And,
yes.
And they overwhelmed me. Everybody there in the chambers voted in favour of this drug being passed. And as well, they're now sending letters up to Stormont asking for the Health Minister to pass this drug.
Right,
I know it's all about money, but at the same time, for somebody that is a cystic fibrosis parent or a person waiting to receive this drug that may save their lives, it makes me so angry, Stevie.
I can imagine, Liam, and somebody like yourself now, when we do start talking money, you yourself have raised, you know, in excess of £140,000
yeah.
for cystic fibrosis, for research
right.
and for all different aspects. Liam, what have you got yourself coming up at the moment? Is there still fundraising ongoing?
Still at it. I dedicate my life to fundraising for cystic fibrosis, Stevie, because I want to see a cure. And at the minute, this drug, Orkambi, is the closest thing to a cure. It's not a cure, but I call it a wonder drug. And
yeah.
In training again this year for the London Marathon, and this will be my 10th London Marathon. Last year was my biggest total. I raised £18,791 and 48 pence, not forgetting the pence.
It's an amazing amount.
That was my biggest total last year, but I just dedicate my life to try and beat this thing. And all the money I've raised all goes into research because of the fact that, as I say, 25 years ago, it was 16 years of age life expectancy. Today, it's 42. They reckon there's even more drugs on the pipeline and stuff. Maybe in 10 years' time, we could safely say that people with cystic fibrosis will be able to live a normal, full life like me or you. And as well, we have a fundraising dance coming up on Friday the 26th of May in the Ahi Arn Centre. We're going to be around maybe after the marathon as well, selling tickets for that. It's a fiver a ticket to get in, Stevie, but as well, the £5, if you don't come to the dance, entitles you into some fantastic prizes, which a very good friend of mine, Judy Atchison, has donated all these prizes, which is amazing. Things like first prize is a Pedigree Hampshire Down Ewe Lamb, or you can have the value to that, which is up in £300. Second prize is a weekend in a hotel, the Clanree Hotel in Letterkenny, including dinner and bed and breakfast. Third prize is a £100 gift voucher for Gary Baird's Garden Centre here in Castledeirg. Fourth prize is a Sunday Carvery for four at the Fir Trees. And fifth prize is a €50 meat voucher for Brenton Geller's Butchers in Castlefin. And Judy Atchison has donated all those prizes herself. And the good thing about it is, as I say, even if you don't go to the dance, you're entered into the draw for all them prizes.
That's the fundraiser coming up on our yarn there. London Marathon before that. If you've just turned the radio on, we've been chatting to Liam McCoo from Castledeirg, a man who has raised in excess of £140,000 for research into cystic fibrosis. His daughter, Rachel, suffers from the illness at the moment, and there is ongoing talks and negotiations for a drug called Orkambi that will hopefully, in the long term, will become available for people who suffer from cystic fibrosis. Liam, it's been a pleasure having you on the programme. And
well,
as I said, all we can do is say it's admirable. It's a massive success that you've been through so much work and so much fundraising and put, as you said, dedicated your life to this event. Liam, we'll keep across it, and any
yep.
breakthroughs on the information, or maybe you'll come back to us on that, and we'll chat more about the marathon and about the fundraiser coming up on Naha Yarn at a later date.
Yep. That'll be great. Stevie, thanks very much for having me.
Not a problem, Liam. In the meantime, best of luck with the continued fundraising there, and hopefully there'll be a positive outcome on the drug Orkambi in the future.
Yeah, please God. Please
Liam,
God.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Stevie.
Thanks
all the best.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.